USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Biden administration officials have not conducted an assessment to determine if Israel is adhering to international law in its conflict with Hamas. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller faced questions about the appropriate use of U.S.-supplied weapons by Israel.
We are monitoring. We are collecting information. As we do in every conflict, we are engaged in conversations with the Israeli government about steps that they can take to minimize civilian harm.
This inquiry arose after President Biden mentioned to donors that Israel was losing global support due to what he referred to as indiscriminate bombing. A New York court has dismissed former President Trump's attempt to contest the gag order imposed on him. Trump's legal team sought to overturn the order preventing him and his attorneys from discussing Judge Arthur Engron's court staff publicly. The appeals court ruled that Trump did not follow the appropriate legal procedure to challenge the gag order and sanctions against him. Additionally, the court rejected Trump's request to allow his lawyers to investigate a review of the gag order. Retiring from Congress, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy bid farewell in his final speech on the House floor today.
Thank you for ever giving me this opportunity to serve you. I loved every single day.
The California Republican expressed gratitude to his constituents for the opportunity to serve in the chamber. McCarthy urged lawmakers to prioritize doing the right thing, even if it involves risking their positions. Earlier this year, McCarthy faced removal as Speaker due to disagreements with conservative Republicans over concessions made to Democrats on a government spending bill. Tech and healthcare workers lead in job dissatisfaction as per a pay scale report of over 770,000 U.S. workers. Senior product managers top the list with 66% intending to quit despite a $144,000 median salary. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Expelled from the House, former New York Congressman George Santos is expanding his side hustles. The ousted Republican is introducing a subscription-based tell-all page on the social media platform X. Additionally, Santos is creating personalized videos on the Cameo platform, offering insights into Congress, the media, and certain celebrities for a monthly fee of $7. During the holiday season, tipping can be a bit perplexing. According to Street Easy concierge Carlo Romero, tipping is a personal choice.
Ultimately, tipping is very personal, and it's a gesture of your gratitude, so it should always be something, an amount that you're comfortable with.
With that, he says sanitation workers value an extra tip with a recommended range of $20 to $30 each. U.S. mail carriers are not allowed to accept cash or gift cards, making a non-cash gift the preferred option. If you have a part-time babysitter, offering 2 days' pay is suitable. For a housekeeper, a tip equivalent to 1 week's pay is a generous gesture, if feasible. Intel is gearing up for the release of a new AI computer chip slated to debut next year, positioning itself in competition with rival chips such as NVIDIA's, which powers extensive artificial intelligence models like OpenAI's, ChatGPT. Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger unveiled this during a launch event in New York on Thursday, anticipating to be the standout product in 2024. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 1229.